Make them say no. What up, what up? What's good, y'all? Welcome to the NabilAziz.com podcast, where we talk about direct response copywriting, growth marketing, and strategies to grow your business every single day with your host, Nabil Aziz. Hey, what's up, everybody? So, the late Jim Camp was known as the world's most feared negotiator. And he wrote a book, it's available on Amazon, called Start With No, The Negotiating Tools That the Pros Don't Want You to Know. The most powerful technique he teaches is this. Good negotiators start by giving the other person an opportunity to say no at the outset. This relieves the pressure on both parties and allows the negotiation to proceed more rationally. And the good negotiator will continue to remind the other party that they can say no at any time. This lets the other party feel like they're the ones in control and increases the chances of a favorable outcome. Now, if you're selling shit to people, you are negotiating all the time. Even if you aren't sitting at a gargantuan mahogany meeting table in a three-piece suit and bow tie. So if you want to take advantage of Camp's advice, you can. You must make your reader say no to you. To be more precise, you must make everyone who isn't your ideal customer say no to you. I'll repeat that again. You must make everyone who isn't your ideal customer say no to you. How do you do this? So how do you get people to say no to you? At every single touch point between you and your reader, you make it clear who you want as customers and who you don't. Your website, your photos, your social media, your blog posts, your videos, your emails, they should all deliberately repel your haters and neutral fence sitters and only attract those people who love you and want nothing more than to buy from you. Now, to do this, you need to be comfortable with being polarizing. Newsflash, everyone is polarizing, and only the smart ones embrace it. The dummies try to win everyone over. One way I am polarizing, is I try to be ratchet on social media. The other way I do it is by emailing my list every single day, and I've been doing so for the past 4 months. I am deliberately trying to get people to unsubscribe from my list, because the people who do unsubscribe, I don't want them on my list anyway, in most cases. And it's actually surprising how few people have unsubscribed since I started doing this, and that's just another data point in the face of those people who claim that you shouldn't email your list too often, that it's something they don't like, or similar to the stupid assumptions that people have about email length, that people don't read long emails. They do, and they don't mind if you email them every single day either. As long as you're being entertaining and educational, they will read your content and they will stay on your list. Now, there are some people, the lukewarm ones, the ones who don't open or click on emails or unsubscribe, and they're about maybe 40 to 60% of any list. Those people, you can remove them from the list whenever you do your routine pruning operations. And eventually, only the real G's, the buyers, will remain. That's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to my show on iTunes and leave me a rating and review. Once more, this is the NabilAziz.com podcast, and I'm your host, Nabil Aziz, signing off. Peace.